KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, Council Bluffs officials are celebrating the expansion of its public internet program and planning to spread free Wi-Fi throughout more of the city. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports the effort's second phase was unveiled Wednesday at a school athletic complex located in the 2.5 square mile section of the city where people have free internet access. At a news conference, students logged on to the internet and checked their email and surfed the web. The program is being offered through a collaboration of several organizations, including the city, school district, Iowa West Foundation, and Google. David Fringer, the school district's chief technology officer, said organizers will expand the program in 10 phases, with the next being implemented this fall. Private sponsors are paying the $850,000 cost of the first three phases. An accident Wednesday night in Glenwood resulted in damage to property and multiple vehicles and the arrest of a woman on an OWI charge. Glenwood police said yesterday 60-year-old Mary Nissen of Glenwood was driving too fast for conditions and driving in a reckless, erratic, careless, and negligent manner. She was charged with OWI first offense and later released on a $1,000 cash bond. Officials say Nissen was leaving her home at 227 Florence Avenue and began to drive south. Her 2013 Chevy Impala hit a Ford 2001 Explorer on the left rear side before continuing south and hitting a 2003 Ford Crown Victoria, also on the left rear side. The Crown Vic spun around and came to rest against a 2014 Buick Verano. Nissen's Impala continued straight ahead through a yard at 111 West Florence in Glenwood and hit a 1994 Dodge pickup on the passenger side. The pickup then slid into a 2001 Mitsubishi Galant. Damage from the crash amounted to $45,500. Police in Creston said this morning a resident of the 600 block of Wyoming Avenue had reported Thursday that sometime between September the 6th and 8th, someone stole two tires and rims from a trailer parked outside the residence. The loss was estimated at just over $200. Although the Cass County Democratic Party headquarters has been open since August 29th, the grand opening is scheduled for Saturday, September 17th, beginning at 2 p.m., and that's at 511 Chestnut here in Atlantic, according to Sherry Telly, county chair. Telly says she's invited all the Democratic Party candidates who will be appearing on the county's ballot in November. Hillary Clinton's campaign plans to send a surrogate for her. Patty Judge, Jim Maurer, and Matt Palladino have been invited, but their schedules have yet to be finalized for September. Dana Kunze, candidate for Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 4, and Scott Helt, candidate for Iowa House District 20, have confirmed their attendance. Snacks and refreshments will be served from 2 until 4, according to Telly. Again, that's on September 17th. The Democratic Party headquarters will be open on weekdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on weekends from noon to 4 throughout Election Day. Campaign materials and signs for the Democratic candidates will be available, as will voter registration and absentee ballot request forms. Telly says the County Democratic Party will also be having a food drive, so if folks should wish to participate, they can bring canned goods and or other non-perishable food items to the Democratic Party headquarters on the 17th or at other times. Also needed are paper goods, soaps and detergents, personal hygiene items, and other items that people in the area may be able to use. Telly said also, depending on the number of items donated, they'll provide donated goods to several food banks around Cass County. As we approach Sunday's 15th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the U.S., Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says the scars of 9/11 are still with many Americans today.
America will never forget those who were lost, and I'm sorry, and our prayers are with their loved ones who continue to feel the deepest pain of their absence. All of you know how deeply I feel about our war on terror and those that we've lost.
Ernst spoke with reporters Thursday about the approaching 15th anniversary. Ernst says that while 9/11 is becoming a distant memory for some Americans, there are thousands of U.S. soldiers on duty in the fight against terrorism. And she notes that students entering high school this fall were born after the airliner attacks at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. Offutt Air Force Base, just to the south of Omaha, has been selected as one of five finalists for a location of a drone wing mission control unit. The drones would be controlled from that site, but no aircraft would be assigned to Offutt. The announcement that Offutt was chosen as one of the five finalists out of nearly 20 bases that applied to host the unmanned aerial vehicle mission follows the Pentagon's decision in June to allocate $55 million to repair Offutt's deteriorating runway. Democratic State Representative Brad Ashford of Omaha said the future of Offutt and the entire Omaha area will be strong if it's selected for the new mission. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said the mission could help Offutt thrive for years to come. A new filing with the Nebraska Department of Labor says about 400 Omaha Public Power District employees, or OPPD, involved with the Fort Calhoun nuclear plant will lose their jobs by the end of 2019. District spokeswoman Jody Baker told the Omaha World-Herald the number of affected employees is an estimate. The utility expects to have a more precise figure as it creates a clearer plan for closing the plant, which is located across the Missouri River from Missouri Valley. The filing said the layoffs will occur in several rounds. The utility first notified the group of 58 employees on September 1st that it would terminate their positions on October 31st, a week after the nuclear plant is scheduled to permanently halt operations. The Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant is 20 miles north of Omaha and employs about 700 people, or did employ that many, at its peak. Elsewhere in the news, some Iowa corn growers are finding a new type of disease on the leaves of their crops. Plant pathologist Doug Jardine says the disease streaks the leaves and somewhat resembles gray leaf spot, but it's different. Jardine says with the corn maturing and drying, it likely won't spread any further this season.
We've probably, for the most part, wrapped up what we're going to find this year, but we're already making plans to do a more extensive survey next summer.
The new disease is being called XVV, and researchers don't know how it got here, how to control it, or even whether it needs to be controlled. The big question is, will it reduce yields?
That we do not know yet. Those studies are being planned for next summer.
Jardine says anytime you get something new that has the potential to impact the corn crop, it's a big deal here in the heartland, especially in Iowa, where corn is king.
Most diseases in the corn crop that we deal with on a regular basis are fungal diseases. Many of them can be treated with a fungicide for management. But this is a bacterial disease. We have another bacterial disease in corn called Goss's blight, which is also fairly widespread across the Corn Belt, but we've been living with that one for a few decades. But this one is new.
XVV has been found in 9 states so far, in Iowa, as well as Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Minnesota, Illinois, and Colorado. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.